1EB and KQJO-FM. 93.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is truly great. Yes, he is. And he's so greatly to be praised. I just love the Lord. He is so faithful, so loving, and so kind. I also thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this morning. Come on. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God. For truly, this is the day that you have made. And yes, God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for bringing us from January 6th to December the 6th. God, through ups and downs, heartaches, faith challenges and disappointments, trials and tribulations, God, you saw us through. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Oh, gracious Father, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. And God, we ask that you will have thine own way. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, coming from Romans, the 5th chapter and the 20th verse. That's Romans 5 and 20th. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And this is a short scripture say, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is abounding grace. Abounding grace. Romans 5:20 says, where sin abounded, grace abounded more. Which means that wherever sin is prevalent in your life, God's grace is more abundant, signifying that no matter how much sin a person commits, God's grace is always greater and available for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Essentially, the more sin there is, the more God's grace is displayed to overcome it. And I want to give you the key points about this verse. Number one, it emphasizes on God's grace. The main message is that God's grace is not limited by the amount of sin, but rather surpasses it. Paul wants us to understand that sin is a serious force to be reckoned with, but that it is no match for God's grace. You see, the idea here is of two opposing powers measuring strength against one another and the one surpassing the other. See, you can either give in to sin or turn from it. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. God's grace does not give you permission to sin. No, it doesn't. So number two is hope for forgiveness. This offers hope to individuals who feel overwhelmed by their sin. It feels like, Lord, I just keep falling into sin. I just keep doing it. But it also assures them that God's grace is sufficient to cover all their transgressions. To have hope for forgiveness of sins means to believe and trust that God is willing and able to forgive your wrongdoings, providing a sense of comfort and reassurance that even when you sin, you can still seek reconciliation with God through repentance and asking for forgiveness. Essentially, it's the expectation that despite your mistakes, you can still be forgiven and cleansed of your sins. Number three, connection to Jesus' sacrifice. The abundance of grace is made possible through Jesus' death on the cross, which atoned for human sin. Having a connection to Jesus' sacrifice for sins means believing that Jesus' death on the cross paid the price for the sins of humanity, and that this sacrifice has the power to cleanse souls, provide hope, and reconcile people with God. See, you haven't superseded your allotment of grace. You haven't made a mistake so big that God ran out of mercy. Instead of living condemned, why don't you just go boldly to the throne of God and receive that grace and forgiveness? There is no sin that can keep you away from God. You see, sin does separate us from God, because it stinks in his nostrils. God loves the sinner. Yes, he do, because he wished that none of us shall perish. He wants us to have everlasting life. But he wants us all to come to repentance. God is waiting to gladly welcome you. But here's the key. Listen to me well. He won't force you to come. Mm-mm. He gives you a choice. Excuse me. He gives you a choice. It's up to you. He welcomes you to come to him. He longs for you to come to him. But he will not force you to come to him. In Luke 15, chapter, the compassionate father didn't make the prodigal son return home. It was the young man's choice after allowing sin to abound in his life. So when he took steps to return to his father came running with grace and mercy that was much more abounding. When we feel the guilt and condemnation, we have to know that grace abounds much more. God sees our failures already covered by Jesus' blood. Now we have to receive the forgiveness and see ourselves without fault. When you became a child of the Most High God, he made you worthy. You are a new creature. You was no longer your own. Come on here, somebody. But you were bought with a price. And this was a heavy price. Oh, my God. You are the righteousness of God. It's not your righteousness. It's his righteousness and his righteousness only. So what does it mean when you say the grace of God is enough? It means that God's grace is enough for us to have what we truly need, which is his presence, his power, and his salvation. I believe I said it again. God's grace is enough for us to have what we truly need, which is his presence, his power, and his salvation. It means that God chooses to display his power in us by sustaining us in our weakness, and that he wants us to depend on him and boast in him alone. Man did not do this. God did it. God would get all the glory out of your life. See, I want you to lift your head and see yourself as God sees you and not what people label you to be. Some people cannot get past your past. Ooh, come on here, some people. Some people have an imaginary fixation on you still being what you used to be. They cannot see how God brought you this far. They cannot see what God has done in your life. Keep going. Leave them people in your past because you're not there no more. But they welcome to stay right there because you've been left there. Mm-hmm. You keep moving. You keep going forward. Don't look back, but look forward. I feel the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we have been freely justified by Jesus' redemption and that your grace is abounding in us. Thank you that the power of your grace rules over where sin has abounded in our lives. Father God, we believe that your grace has no limits. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you for abounding grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I have an announcement. Casting call for the play, The Hidden Love Affair. Actors, actresses, singers, musicians, stage hands, whatever you find yourself wanting to help in this play, come on. Auditions to be held every Tuesday and Thursday at the Zion Hill Church Family Life Center, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana, beginning December the 3rd and ending the 19th. 30 to 60 second video auditions are also welcome. You can email them at castingcrewcall@yahoo.com. That's casting, CASTING, crew, CREW, call, CALL, at yahoo.com. The Hidden Love Affair is a play about David and Bathsheba with a twist of flavor. It is family-oriented, fun, and faith-based. The performance will be held in the summer of 2025 at the Colin Saunders Performance Arts Center. For more information, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this minister, the address is P.O. Box 3514. Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.
Good morning. It's a blessing to be able to come on this morning and be a witness from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's so much a blessing because God has been good to us, and we just look over our lives and just look up how good he has been to us. We're going to go into prayer, and after we get to praying, we're going to go into the Word of God, because I find on the Word of God will stand when everything else fall.